Hi and welcome to MIV Podcast. Today we have a special guest, Lexi Park. Lexi, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us some things about you?
Hi Marcella, it's great to be here today. As you said, my name is Lexi and I really love history. I can't wait to tell people about the TVA.
So today we're going to talk about the Tennessee Valley Authority. So Lexi, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a few questions about the Tennessee Valley Authority.
Sure, go ahead. I don't mind.
So, Lexi, what did the Tennessee Valley Authority try to do and what was the purpose of it?
Well, Marcella, the Tennessee Valley Authority was included in the New Deal, which aimed to restore the nation's economy to its former glory. It also helped relieve the impoverished and unemployed. The program hired local people to help build and maintain hydroelectric dams along the Tennessee River in order to supply many people with power and electricity.
Well, that's a good thing. But what problem did the Tennessee Valley Authority try to solve?
Well, it solved quite a few problems. Some of them were deforestation, flooding, and eroded land. They solved these problems by building better dams, planting new trees, and teaching people more adequate farming methods.
So the Tennessee Valley Authority did solve problems, but when did the Tennessee Valley Authority start and when did it end?
The Tennessee Valley Authority started on May 18, 1933. It hasn't ended yet and is still in a lot of use today.
Well, Lexi, looks like our time is up. Thank you very much for answering my questions.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
So after a break, I will ask you some more questions. Hopefully you can answer them. But thank you very much for being here. Bye. Open a can and taste the great feeling of Coca-Cola. Go buy a Coca-Cola and it will make your day great. Share a Coke and share the feeling, because sharing is always better. Coca-Cola. Hey guys, we are back, and I'm going to ask Lexi a few more questions. So Lexi, my first question is, was the Tennessee Valley Authority relief, recovery, or was it reform?
The Tennessee Valley Authority was a part of the way to bring relief to the impoverished people during the Great Depression.
Well, it's a good thing that the Tennessee Valley Authority brought relief to the people during the Great Depression. But how did the Tennessee Valley Authority change the role of the government, and was it controversial, and why or why not?
The TVA changed the role of the government in a few different ways. First, it proved that it could provide for its people. That made the people more dependent on the government and like it more. Also, it changed the way other nations viewed the American government. They saw us with more respect that they could provide for their people. While the Tennessee Valley Authority did do many great things, it also became controversial when its work displaced families and sometimes entire towns.
Lexi, do you know who started the Tennessee Valley Authority program?
That was President Roosevelt, known as FDR. He started the Tennessee Valley Authority by signing the TVA Act on May 18, 1933.
So who is this person, Franklin D. Roosevelt?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the 32nd President of the United States of America. He became president in 1933 and stayed president until his death in 1945. At the start of his first term, the Great Depression was causing a lot of trouble for the American economy. He helped solve some of the problems caused by the Great Depression by making the first and second New Deals.
Well, it's a good thing that Franklin D. Roosevelt helped solve the problem. But Lexi, was the Tennessee Valley Authority part of the first, or was it part of the second New Deal?
The Tennessee Valley Authority was part of the first New Deal, but it has been used for a long time.
What did the Tennessee Valley Authority do?
Well, the TVA did a lot of things, but some of them were generating electricity, controlling flooding, manufacturing fertilization, and developing the economy of the Tennessee Valley.
So did the Tennessee Valley Authority have any cons?
Well, the Tennessee Valley Authority was mostly good, but there were a few cons. Some negatives was when there was controversy over the displacement of towns and families.
Well, I learned something about the Tennessee Valley Authority today, and thank you, Lexi, for answering my questions, and thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, that's it for today. I hope you guys learned something about the Tennessee Valley Authority program. Well, then, until next time, have a good day, and stay tuned in for our next episode. Bye-bye. Sponsored by the Coca-Cola Company.